All right, good morning. We have 10:08 on the clock. It is time for our animal shelter report brought to you by Magnolia Sense by Design. And we have joining us on the line right now, Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Doing just fine, and good morning to everyone. It's lovely out, a little windy, but the warm sun feels very nice, and hopefully people have gotten out and maybe have done an early morning walk with their best friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's going to be good. And, yeah, get out there and enjoy some of these nice days that we've got here over the next couple of days.
Yeah, it's when the weather changes, the animal's behavior sometimes gets a little funny. This morning I got up, and I have many donkeys at my house, and they were just going crazy this morning, running around and braying. And I don't know what was going on. It was like spring is in the air or something, but they were certainly having a good time. So I thought, well, maybe the other animals are going to enjoy the lovely day too. So,
yeah.
Hey, I've got an adoption to talk about, and it's one of our special guys. I'm just elated about it. As you know, week after week, I read the same names. They're just waiting for that special person. And it happened this week. Larry has been with us since September, and he was kind of a darker yellow color, kind of the size of a lab, a lot of lab features. And a young man came in this week and said, I just kind of want to look around. And he chose several, you know, to walk with and kind of talk to and, you know, who interacted with him. And Larry, and they just hit it off almost immediately. So Larry will have a good life. I believe the guy is probably one of our workers that has come in, because he was talking about he lived in a camper type situation and that he traveled. So Larry's off to some many, many wonderful adventures, and we couldn't be more pleased for Larry. So as I said, we just have to keep talking about them and promoting them, and the right person will come along. So anyway, that's my big celebration today, but it's a good one. Larry's a good one. He was a good guy. So some of the other dogs I could talk about that have been with us for a while, names are familiar. We have a volunteer named Will, and he has decided he's going to do a Valentine backdrop with these dogs. So he's done Rex. He's done Rex, and I know he's done Snickers. And he's done, who was the other one he did that was so cute? I'll have to think about it now. Then come up to me.
Sure.
Anyway, another one. He's done another one that's just, it just looks so nice. You've got the backdrop and stuff, and kind of promoting them through Valentine's Day. So, as I said, Rex is our yellow lab. He's been with us. He is our longest resident. He's been there since July. He's a good guy. He's just about the size of, say, a boxer lab mix is how I kind of describe him, but he's more white in color, and he's fully sponsored. And I'll remind people, sponsors means that someone has stepped up and said, maybe we can promote and help these animals by paying for their adoption fee. So we have, like, I think there's 5 or 6 of them now that are sponsored. So if you come out and you choose one of these dogs, the adoption fee has been waived because it's already been paid. That helps you get a jump start on the future expenses you'll have. And then some of these dogs have already been spayed or neutered, so they can go home with you the day that they are chosen. And I talked about Snickers. Grumbles is one he did a video on. Grumbles is a medium-sized, kind of a brown terrier, a little older dog. I think he'd be perfect for a couple that want a smaller dog to maybe do some traveling with. Lisa is, she's been with us for quite some time, too, about September, I believe. She's fixed. She looks like a small lab. She's black in color and a very, very good girl. Brownie is with us. She's been there since, I think, September. We had a lot of them that came in in September. They're still with us. Brownie's our escape artist. I've spoken about her. She will climb the fence. It's slicker than anything I've ever seen, but she always comes back. So she would need some special handling. And Bluey got to go to the library with me and did a great job. And we did the children's hour. They read, and she just sat there, and the children were coming up to her. So I know she would be a fantastic family dog. If you're looking for puppies, we've got two really, really cute ones, Momo and Jojo. They came in together, one male, one female. Jojo was a white puppy with one brown ear, and then the litter mate is more black in color with some brown. They're very cute little puppies, and just looking for that good home coming. We still have our Huskies. We have Singer and Echo. And they are quite musical. They one starts in, the other one comes in with him and sings and carries on. So we've had a lot of Huskies come in this season, and I'm not sure why. One time we had five that were in there, and that five have been adopted out, but we've still got two that are with us. And Reba is a red heeler. She's a good dog. She'd be a good cattle dog. In the cat department, we've got a really, really pretty little yellow kitten that came in. We've named her Garfield, and she's a kind of a long-haired, and it's more of a buff color than the red, than the orange or the red color. Very pretty, very friendly. And we have Tot, who was rescued from the Sonic. She kind of hung around the Sonic, so they named her Tot, and she's still with us. So that's, we had a lady come in last weekend looking for really small kittens, which right now we don't have. Spring is coming. We know that's going to change, but right now those are the only two cats available. And I do want to remind people that the season is changing. Therefore, the season also changed for animals getting I don't want to say in trouble, but maybe that's a good word. They get into trouble. We've got this unwanted litter. So please think about having your animal spayed and neutered now and avoid all these new puppies and new kittens that will eventually end up at the shelter, because you can't home them all. It's too bad. But, you know, just as the population we have at the shelter proves itself, we've got some great dogs out there. But it just hasn't happened that they had a home to stay in. So had a couple of dogs come in this week that have been roaming around the streets of Coffeyville. And one is a repeat offender. He was with us not too long ago. He's back. So he'll be reclaimed because we now know who the owner is. And then we had a little terrier mix that came in. So population's always changing, and it's a constant thing. We're promoting our date with the dog this month. And again, if you're interested in taking one of these great animals out of the shelter for an afternoon, you need to make an appointment, because we need to get the dog his rabies shot before he leaves. And then you can take him out for the afternoon and do what? You know, with weather like this, it'd be great to take them out and walk them around the park. I mean, you don't have to take them out for a treat. They're just going to love getting out of that shelter situation and just out in the world. And sometimes it leads to adoptions, because someone will see. And we've got little bandanas that say, please adopt me. So it kind of shows people that the dogs are available. So if you're interested in doing that, please give us a call at the shelter. I also know that Danny did a story with Matt talking about our TNR program. We're trying to get that started back up again. It's an easy situation for, sometimes people have these feral cats that, you know, hang around their house and they really would like to do something about it. So that is what this program is all about. We have traps available. You come out to the shelter, you leave us a deposit, and then you take the trap home. And, you know, we're not going to put we first thought, should we put a time limit on it? But then we got to thinking, that's not always a doable thing. You don't know, you know, when that cat's going to come around. So if you catch the cat, then you bring it back to us. We make an appointment with a veterinarian here in Coffeyville, and they do a spay and neuter, and then the cat is released right back where that person found it. So it's not like we take a cat and put it in someone else's neighborhood. It goes right back to where it was. And the whole point is, no litters. So if you're interested in knowing more information about that program, again, call us and come out and talk to us. And let's see if we can't get some of our feral cats off the streets of Coffeyville.
Yeah, that's a great program, and appreciate Danny coming on by to talk a little bit about that. And it's going to be very beneficial. I know that's something that a lot of people have talked about. So, and nice to have a solution here moving forward that pretty simple and of course very humane.
Right, and you know, we had a veterinarian that came out of Pittsburgh a few years back. She came to our community four times a year, and she did a spay and neuter clinic. And it was reduced price, but without, every time the slots were filled, and it was mostly cats, people bringing in these cats that, because she would take the feral cats as long as they could get them trapped. She would say, yes, bring those in. That's exactly, you know, what we need to help prevent these litters. And I think she made a big difference in the community there. For a while, it seemed like we didn't have as many complaints about the feral cats. So, but she retired, doggone it. You know, it's sad. But she did a big favor for Coxville, so that's why I know there's a lot of feral cats probably out there. So More information, call the shelter. Our number is 620-252-6060. Facebook, go to our Facebook page and see how cute these little dogs are that Will has taken and put bandanas on them and put them by a backdrop. If you want to take one out for an afternoon, again, contact us. We'd love to have these animals get out and get more socialization. We need volunteers always, like everybody else. Usually we get some work-study students from the college this time of year, so we're kind of hoping to see that come around. Especially, it's a lot of time to start our little athletes because they can't do it during their season, of course, but when they're through with their season, then they like to come out to the shelter and do some volunteering, and it makes them feel good to be around the animals. A lot of them have left their pets at home, so it's a good therapy for them. So that's kind of something we're always glad to hear about when students want to come out and help us. But volunteers, we're always more than welcome. I had a young lady shadow me last weekend. She's a high school student, and they have to do so many hours of volunteerism through the year. So she chose the shelter. She did a great job. So some of you parents out there that have children in high school that need some service time, the shelter is available and willing to help out. Donations, we are really low on canned dog food. Dry dog food also, but more so the can. And puppy chow, we had some come in. I spoke last week about puppy chow. We had two great big bags come in. So thank you so very much. Toys, we can always use toys. Blankets, we're in good shape right now. And bleach, Dawn, those good things, we always would appreciate that. So I kind of think that's city tags. Again, I'll remind everybody, it's the first of the year, you need to come in and get your 2024 city tag. Those can be purchased with us. It's $4 a tag. With us, or they can go to the Animal Clinic on 11th Street, and Barda's Clinic is also helping us get those tags out. So I think, I better tell you where we are. We're located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant on your way to South Coffeyville. And hope everyone has a good Super Bowl weekend, and may our team win.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Right here on the Mighty 690. We'll have it for you.
That's what I heard you say today, and I like to watch it, but I really like listening to the gentleman that does the announcing of that game. He is so funny, and some of the things they say are really pretty entertaining. I know a lot of people will put the TV on to watch it, but then they listen to the radio to hear what this guy's doing. So it should be a very fun weekend, and I hope we. I'm a Chiefs fan, so I guess I better just say it. I hope the Chiefs. Go Chiefs.
Hey, that's all right. Go Chiefs. We do appreciate it, Becky.
Okay. Well, anyone, any questions, give us a call, and thanks for your time.
All righty. Thank you so much, Becky. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
All right. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye. You take care. Okay, that is Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday at this time. More open line on the way, and of course, the Coffeyville Friends of Animals report brought to you by Magnolia Sense by Design.